producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You want to know what's a mystery to me? When on Friday, Paris was going through the bombings and the attacks, my phone didn't ring once. I didn't really hear anything about it. All of a sudden, Charlie Sheen is rumored to be going on the Today Show to talk about his HIV, and I mean, my phone was going off the hook. I mean, whoa. And I really hope that, you know, when they, I don't know, you know how they always analyze tweets and social media, and, you know, I really hope the Charlie Sheen story doesn't seem to over-trump anything that, obviously happened that's more important, but it's a very big headline, and a lot of people are kind of going, well, you know, that kind of makes sense. And some people are kind of scratching their heads going, okay, what, why is Charlie Sheen back in the news? Well, apparently he has HIV, and he has revealed that he's actually had it for a while. He was interviewed today on NBC's Today show. Okay, and Charlie Sheen is 50 years old, and he said he tested positive for the virus, and he tested about 4 years ago. He's the former Two and a Half Men actor, was in, I think, was not 16 Candles. I always confuse him. He was in some other movie with Molly Ringwald. I forget. But, you know, he was like an 80s teen, you know, heartthrob. Him and Emilio Estevez would always debate who was hotter. And but he's well known today for Two and a Half Men. And then he was also in Anger Management, I think, on FX, and that show didn't last too long. But he said it's a hard three letters to absorb. It's a turning point in one's life. He has paid upwards of $10 million to keep the information secret. He said, we're talking shakedowns. Sheen said that he did have unprotected sex since being diagnosed, but also claimed that he told every partner since being diagnosed that he was HIV positive. And I'm not really sure when we're going to hear of other people coming out saying that he gave them HIV, et cetera. This can be also pretty scary in that people he didn't sleep with could claim that they have HIV because they slept with him, and I'm wondering how that gets proven in court. You know, where's the burden of proof on that one? And just a picture of him drinking with you doesn't necessarily mean that you guys had sex. But, you know, I was on KBC and local Fox 5 talking about HIV and who should get tested. Anybody that has ever, let's say, had unprotected sex, ever, okay, should be tested. There's been some debate on the protection of condoms. Some sites say condoms can be 99% effective. Some sites say 95%. I've always learned that it was in the upper 80s. Condoms were in the upper 80s%. That's being used correctly. Okay, somebody drunk and inebriated or intoxicated, obviously probably down to like 20%, 15%, if that. But the average person, what we're finding is condoms basically about 85 to 88% effective, all right, overall, on average. So, you know, which is why when we talk to people who have relationships with HIV partners to start taking Truvada. Truvada is the PrEP medicine, the pre-exposure prophylaxis that people can take to help protect them from, you know, receiving the HIV virus. It's been doing very well, and we'll talk to you about some of the latest data on that. But You know, when you look at what happened with him, people have been in the news talking about why he was acting crazy. Wasn't he, you know, screaming, winning, and going off and going, had this, you know, public meltdown a few years back? Well, they say it might have been because that's when he found out that he was HIV positive. Sheen said that he did have unprotected sex since being diagnosed. His personal physician sat by his side during part of the interview and detailed the star's treatment. He said after the actor was diagnosed, he was immediately put on treatment, strong antiviral drugs, which have suppressed the virus. Sheen and his doctor declared the star having undetectable level of the virus in the blood, and we'll talk about what that means. It doesn't mean he's completely free. In fact, the virus can hide out, just like we saw with Ebola. He says Charlie does not have AIDS. Charlie is healthy. And that I could believe. AIDS is the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. AIDS is what happens when HIV takes over and you start to acquire diseases that you would only see in people who were immunodeficient. Strep pneumonia, mycoplasma pneumonia, PCP, a variety of different Kaposi sarcoma, a variety of different ailments. And we've talked about those on the show before, and I don't want you to freak out. Well, I've had strep pneumonia. Does that mean I have HIV? No. Strep pneumonia can hit any of us, but the number one pneumonia that we will see in an HIV patient will be strep pneumonia because it's the most common one out there. So when somebody has, I just diagnosed somebody with HIV a couple weeks ago because he came in with rip-roaring pneumonia, and I was like, boy, you got this badly, and, you know, it seemed to come on quicker than I would have expected. I asked if he'd mind if I'd run an HIV. I ran one, and he was positive, and we think he's actually going into AIDS. Sheen says he takes 4 pills every day and has never missed a dose. He says, I still drank a little bit. His physician said Sheen's substance abuse issues have concerned his doctors. We're so anxious that if he was overly depressed or abusing substances, he would forget these pills. He's managed to continue to take this medication. Now, Sheen said his symptoms started with having crushing headaches. He said, I thought I had a brain tumor. I thought it was over. And so, you know, many people are wondering, okay, well, why is he telling us now? It's been 4 years. Some people think, well, you know, because it's, you know, he's been blackmailed. And after about $10 million, he's probably saying, I'm done with this. You know, others are, well, I mean, this is a great, it's a great, you know, PR story. He fought, he overcame, you know, he's, you know, he has HIV and he's been able to get down to undetectable levels. But you know, my guess is there's been a lot of news surrounding a Hollywood star, a major Hollywood star that has been quote unquote spreading HIV, even though we don't have proof of that. Wow. Just, man. Yeah. That's a rumor. He said that hurt him, that he was intentionally, spreading it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Start eating some breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You've seen me. I look like I'm starving. Please. Okay? Got to put some meat on my bones. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. I kind of scared him. I made my World Toilet Day picture, posted it on Twitter and Facebook, because I want to raise awareness for the billions of people that don't have access to toilets cleanly and safely. And so I have a picture of me on the toilet for World Toilet Day. And poor Tom, I think he's still in the bathroom throwing up. Apologize. He said he's going to make that the wallpaper, unfortunately. So for those of you that are eating, eat first and then, you know, let the food settle a couple hours. And then go check out the picture on Facebook and Twitter. Many of you, while listening to What's Been Going On with Charlie Sheen, have started to scratch your heads and start looking back through your old calendars going, now, wait a second here. Should I be testing myself for HIV? Absolutely. Every single one of you and your mother should be screened for HIV. Okay? In fact, we recommend age 13 to 65 as part of your regular physical. Getting screened for HIV. Age 13! They're saying now, 13! Because these kids are having sex. And, you know, do the kids really know how to put on a condom? That's what worries me. I got two boys. They're 16 and one just turned 13. And so we haven't had the condom talk. We've talked about sex, and basically I've just told them don't do it. So we haven't talked about condoms or how to put one on or anything like that. And I'm sure they're not going to let me talk about it. Gosh, Mom, I'm not going to even listen to... Oh, Mom, you're so embarrassing. So I can't even bring up the topic. But, you know, they don't even know how to put toothpaste correctly on their toothbrush. I always see them miss, you know, so they end up brushing their teeth with a dry toothbrush that doesn't have any water or toothpaste on it. And I'm supposed to expect my kids to know how to put a condom on correctly? So assume your kid is not doing it right. But before you guys have a heart attack thinking about your kids, let's get you checked, okay? So, do you have any reason to be infected? If you've ever had unprotected sex, ever, you need to be screened. Even if it was 10 years ago, get yourself screened. All right? Some people say, well, what if it was just oral? And I didn't really do the big deed. Still, oral. Why? Because if you had any micro cut or opening that could have exposed something into your blood system, you could be at risk. So absolutely, oral sex, vaginal, anal, any of that, any unprotected sex. If you have ever, I guess, had sex with somebody who was an IV drug user, okay, that if, you know, yeah, you know, I dated somebody and he shot up, well, you need to be screened. That's why any unprotected sex, this, to me, a good, a good rule of thumb. And even if you use condoms, still, I would still say, just period, if you've had sex, do it. If you've ever had sex with anybody that had HIV, if you ever had a sexually transmitted disease, if you came down with herpes, or chlamydia, or gonorrhea, or trichomonas, or hepatitis, okay, or syphilis, get an HIV test. If you ever got pregnant and it was unplanned, my guess is you might have had unprotected. I don't know, you might have had unprotected sex. Okay, so if the baby was a surprise. If you've ever been assaulted, absolutely. You know, whenever we would have people who were raped and came in, we would run the test. Then we'll talk about how often to run the test. If you ever passed out or forgot what happened to you, I'm looking at HIV Insight from UCSF.edu. All right? Many of you guys have had sex. You wake up, and you're like, what happened to me? If you don't remember and you think you might have had sex, I would make sure you get your STD testing, okay? Were you ever high when you had sex? Were you ever drinking when you had sex? Did you ever share needles or equipment? Let's say you guys were piercing each other's ears, okay? That's blood on blood, all right? If you ever decide to be a blood brother with somebody, I would do that too. You know how you would cut your fingers and then you would mix the blood so you guys would be blood brothers, blood sisters? We used to do that a lot in the 70s and 80s. We would cut ourselves and then would mash our fingers up against each other to show that we were, you know, blood brothers and you know, till the end. And yeah, even though your blood dies off after 120 days, it was just something that we would do before HIV. I hope people don't do that again. If you've received a blood transfusion, the risk is really, 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 really low. But you were in a foreign country and you received a blood transfusion, not a bad idea. Did your mother have HIV when you were born? So those kinds of things, okay? And then mostly when you're pregnant, we already test you for HIV. But like I said, this should be a part of your routine physical, getting an HIV test, okay? Now, what are some of the symptoms? Okay, let's say, you know, I was talking about on KBC. I was talking about how some of the symptoms, you know, Charlie Sheen was saying he had headaches. He had chills. Symptoms of acute HIV infection will be like any other viral type issue. Headache, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, sore throat, fever, muscle aches. Sometimes you could also get a rash. Diarrhea is usually one of the big complaints that we see, the big initial symptom, and WebMD goes through these really, really well. So your first stage may just feel like a flu, which is why, you know, you may kind of blow it off, unfortunately, and we want you already regularly screening. By the way, if you think you have had sex with somebody that was HIV positive, there are post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, drugs you could take within the first 72 hours of exposure, which have been found to be very, very effective. If you test negative for HIV after having a sexual encounter, I would recommend doing it again in 6 weeks and then every 3 months, because it could take a while for your antibodies to convert. Your T cells have to identify it, even though the HIV is affecting your CD4 T cells, which is the cell that it infects. That's why that HIV is one of the super smart viruses, one of the smartest viruses out there. It infects the only cell that could, the main cell that could fight it. But with your antibody response, it could take a good 20, 25 days to start mounting antibodies. And your HIV test tests for antibodies. We're going to be talking about the types of testing because some of you guys are confused. Okay? You know, why are we testing for antibodies and it's taking so long for tests to convert? Why aren't we just testing viral load? We're going to talk about that. But, I apologize. I hear something in the background. All right, maybe there's, okay. Oh, no, maybe, are we on commercial? All right, anyway, okay, we'll go back, sorry. So, all right, let's quickly kind of review the phases of HIV and then we'll talk about the testing. Okay, so the HIV test has to look for antibody. It takes a while for that to happen. As you're starting to have the replication of the virus, you could get the headache and the chills and the diarrhea and the nausea, vomiting, etc. That doesn't have to happen immediately. That can happen later. You could be exposed to HIV, it sits out, and then it could take later for the HIV to come out. Then you have the second stage. The second stage, you have the first seroconversion period where the immune system is starting to try to fight the HIV. And then you have the second stage where it's the latent period. People don't know they were infected, so they might have felt the flu. Then they feel better, and they're like, all right, well, I guess I'm good. They don't get tested. Meanwhile, they could be passing HIV to others. It's a very, very scary time. That period, by the way, could last 10 years. During this period, you don't have symptoms a lot of times, and the HIV is slowly killing off your CD4 T cells. Now, you could still show positive in the blood if you got tested, but your CD4 cells start to drop. Normally, a person has anywhere from 450 to maybe 1,400. We start to see that number drop. Pretty scary stuff, which is another test we do after we run your HIV. Then we have the third stage, and the third stage is when we come into AIDS. That's your acquired immune deficiency syndrome. This is when your CD4 T cell number drops below 200. And that's when we start to see pneumonia, or we start to see Kaposi sarcoma, which is a cancer. It's a form of skin cancer, but we could also see it in the mucous membranes, these very strange spots. We have cocktails of medications used to treat HIV. It's not just one medicine. We use a cocktail of a few. And they seem to work pretty damn well. Of course, the sooner we get to you, the better. When people die of HIV, they don't die of HIV virus. They die of the pneumonia or the Kaposi sarcoma, or they die of another disease that could affect you because you're immunosuppressed. And so if you're tired all the time, if you have swollen lymph glands, if you have fever, night sweats, weight loss, these weird purple spots or dark spots on the skin, trouble breathing, multiple yeast infections, diarrhea that doesn't go away, unexpected bleeding or bruising, those could be signs of AIDS. All right, when we come back, how often should you test and who should test? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then I try to teach you something on the show. And so today, this hour, we're definitely spending a lot of time on HIV and AIDS. So hopefully you guys have thus far learned a lot. We talked about what happened with Charlie Sheen and how he came forward saying he was diagnosed about 4 years ago with HIV, has been blackmailed during that time, spending over $10 million, has had unprotected sex, history of drug use, so we're not sure if it was the sex or the drugs that possibly gave him HIV. He said his first initial symptoms were headaches, and he was having sweats. which are signs of some initial HIV, and we talked about the three stages of HIV, how you get the initial, you know, viral-type symptoms, then it goes latent. It could be latent up to 10 years. You could spread it still, unfortunately, even though you don't seem to have active symptoms. And then, unfortunately, you could go into full-blown AIDS. How do we test? Okay, and we've talked about why the test sometimes doesn't come up positive. Many of you will have unprotected sex, go, I need an HIV test right now. All right, well, it could take a while for the HIV test to come up positive, but it's always a good idea to get your baseline anyway, which is why we're recommending that all adults and teenagers get tested for HIV. So one of the first tests we do is your primary ELISA, your enzyme immunoassay. All right, this tests for antibodies. Now, you may not produce antibodies. I mean, your initial antibody response will take at least 20 days. But a lot of times it'll take 6 weeks to have your full-blown antibody response. So when you do get an HIV test initially, most of the time it's negative. If it was your first one and you just had an encounter where you had unprotected sex, why? Because the blood test doesn't look for actual virus. It looks for antibody. And these antibodies, it's much easier to make a test that looks at antibodies. It does, because antibodies have certain shapes, certain antigens, and so they make a test that locates that, and then when it locates that in the blood, it'll show up positive. So it's an antibody test. According to stdabout.com, they say most people produce these antibodies within 6 to 12 weeks of infection, and it could take up to 6 months for your body to produce enough to test positive, which is why before, in the olden days, you would get tested every 6 months. Now our tests are a little better, so we test you every 3 months, okay? And like I said, initial time, do it day 1, do it at 6 weeks, and then at 3 months. Okay? The ELISA is not very, very good for, you have the enzyme immunoassay and the enzyme linked immunosorbent assay. That's the ELISA. Again, very hard to detect first time out. Let's say your test is positive. So what ends up happening is then they do a Western blot. Your Western blot is a confirmatory test. You could have things that are false positives on a test like an ELISA. Something just triggers the reagent to show positive. And you're like, oh my gosh, do I have HIV? So what ends up happening is the lab immediately goes to a Western blot. A Western blot is an antibody test that is more specific to HIV antibodies than the ELISA. It's a lot more expensive, but we use the Western blot for the confirmatory testing. Now, you have Charlie Sheen or Magic Johnson, who have said publicly about them, their HIV load being undetectable, right? Or the HIV being gone. It's not technically gone, but the HIV being undetectable. That's a test that actually looks at the RNA, the viral RNA. So that looks at the genetic material of the virus itself. You could do a PCR, a polymerase chain reaction, that uses this technology to amplify the RNA so they can make enough of it to test. And there's also the DNA RNA amplification test, similar to PCR. Those also can be used to try to find the viral RNA, amplify it enough to make enough to test it. It's a very interesting process. But those tests look at specific virus. All right. Same thing with hepatitis C. Many of you guys will get a hepatitis test, and it just looks at antibody. And then what we want to do is we want to quantitate your RNA. It's a much more expensive test, and it's not a test we always do. For a screen, we don't do viral load tests. Some of you are like, well, why are we even messing with the ELISA or the EIA, and then the Western blot? Why don't we just have viral tests all the way across the board? Because, again, they're very, very difficult. Okay, many times you need to have enough of the virus to be able to make this test occur. And if you have undetectable levels of the virus, does that really mean you're negative? The antibody test is very sensitive, where if you have antibodies, that means there's HIV somewhere in your body. You see? All right? Even if it's quiesced. Now, this was an interesting study that came out. They say alcoholism Okay? You know what? It's actually a drug, an alcohol drug. Sorry about that. There's a drug called Antabuse. And this drug we use to fight alcoholism. Basically, it makes you throw up when you drink alcohol. It's disulfiram. Some of you have been prescribed that. They gave that to 30 HIV-positive patients in America and Australia who were already taking antiretroviral therapy. What's very interesting is they think this could find lurking HIV that's hiding and then kill it. At the highest given dose, there was evidence that dormant HIV was activated. Some of you are like, oh, no, I don't think I want it activated, but I guess it finds it and then turns around and kills it. This is interesting. I haven't had enough time to study this, but I saw this today. All right, so Juliet Elliott of the Department of Infectious Diseases at the Alfred in Melbourne, Australia, who worked with Dr. Lewin, who was also on the study, and I apologize because I'm having some computer issues as I'm trying to read this, says waking up the virus is the first step to eliminating it. Then you need to get these cells to die. Now, remember we talked about the HIV latency, that second phase. HIV latency is when the virus remains dormant in the body of people taking their AIDS antiretroviral therapy, all right, their HIV drugs. So when it's latent, okay, how do you spot it? How do you find it? How do you treat it? Do you just, you know, keep it laying low? So HIV/AIDS has killed about 34 million people since the 1980s. We want to do better than we're already currently doing. So the antiretroviral therapy keeps HIV in check, but they say that we have 36.9 people currently living with the HIV virus that could spread it. 2 million people each year are newly affected. So scientists are trying to wake up the virus that are in the dormant cells, and then once they wake them up, find them and kill them. It's kind of like ambushing, right? Sharon Lewin of University of Melbourne professor said that scientists have made headway into activating the latent HIV, one of the main concerns, and disulfiram seemed to not be as toxic as some of the other medications that has done that. Disulfiram, remember, makes you throw up when you drink alcohol. But they say it is not toxic and it's safe to use and quite possibly be the game changer that they need. They say the dosage of this Antabuse or disulfiram we used provided more of a tickle than a kick to the virus, but that could be enough. I don't want to be tickling the HIV virus. Even though the drug was only given for 3 days, we saw a clear increase in the virus in the plasma, which was very encouraging. I know some of you are like, I still don't get, why do you want to wake up the HIV and let it do more harm? I guess they want to wake it up so they could kill it. Personally, I'm still scared and intimidated by the whole thing completely. So we're going to be wrapping this up and going on to more medical news, but just to summarize, okay, if you have no idea if you were exposed, had unprotected sex, sex with somebody who used drugs, you used drugs, IV drugs, had a night where you don't remember, please get yourself checked, okay? If you went to a place that does tattoos that doesn't do the proper OSHA, compliance, cleaning and sterilization procedures, get an HIV and hepatitis also. If you've ever been exposed to any STDs, get your HIV done as well, all right? 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, every now and then we like to talk about pets. Not that I'm a veterinarian by any means, but I have dogs, I have cats. So to me, I'm an expert, right? But only in my cats and dogs. I really don't understand what your cats or dogs are doing. I just don't get them, you know? But my cats and dogs, I understand. You know, like I'll always open a window in the morning, right, to let the sun in, let the cats look outside the window, and there's the cat in the other, you know, because you could see into each other's backyards where I live. It's a shame, but, you know, it's not like, you know, some of you guys in the Midwest where you have your own, like, huge backyard, and, you know, so people can look in each other's backyards, which is why I don't skinny dip. And you see the cat there every morning just sitting there on one of the lawn chairs, you know, relaxing and, you know, cleaning her feet. And then my cats look at that cat, and then that cat just looks at them going, ha-ha, I get to be outside lounging in the lounge chair. And my cats look at me like, why don't you let me go outside? Well, I'm not going to let them go outside because they're going to get eaten by a coyote. My cats just like to roam around a lot. So I keep the little tissues in the house. And then the other cat rubs it in. But my cats have an attitude with me, and then they cop a tude. And then I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. And then they just, you know, and it gets pretty violent, unfortunately, but it happens. Anyway, we got another study here for animals. They say a study found that cats possess 12 genes for sensing bitter tastes. And maybe these genes are why the cats are more fussy. It's true. You know, my cats act like they're hungry. The dog acts like they're hungry. That dog will eat anything. The dog will even eat the cat poop. Now, my cats, unless it is specifically, you know, delicious or tantalizing to their little taste buds, they are fussy, which is why cats always want the very expensive wet food that you buy. Wasn't there one commercial where a butler put the food in a china, you know, like a mousse, china, I guess, I don't know, stand, and then the food had to be there for the cat to come up to it like a princess. My cats have to be fed like that. If I tried to feed them on a paper plate or in a cat dish, they get mad. Anyway, a study from Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia found that pickiness may be the cause of feline food, or may not be the cause. It's a gene thing. And let me see here. Research found that cats have 12 genes for bitter taste. The bitter gene commonly protects plant-eating animals, like humans, from ingesting harmful toxins of poisonous plants or unripe fruit. So, taste can be an indicator of harmful foods, and the animals evolve their taste buds to suit their needs. If the need is eliminated, the corresponding genes mutate and can no longer make a working protein. After generations of evolution, cats will not taste sweet. I've tried to give my cats, you know, let the cats eat, you know, some of my pie or chocolate cake. They don't want it. Scientists suggest that this should be the same for bitter, and cats are strictly carnivorous and are unlikely to ingest bitter plant-based foods. I tried to give my cat a French fry once. He did not want it. All right. So I didn't know the cats can't taste sweet. How do they test that, really? How do they know? I'm sure my girl cats still know what chocolate and powdered sugar tastes like. I'm sure they do. Then they studied dogs, and the dogs are like, huh? I'll just eat it. Which is probably why I think dogs are going to outlast cats, because my cat will starve to death before he eats something like the chow. I'll give the cow the dry chow. The cat, the dry chow. Yeah, he's a cow. And he and the girl cats look at me like, say what? That's not the, you know, moist meat succulent cutlets that you usually serve us. I'm like, you're going to eat the damn chow. And they won't do it. So I see them starving to death, unfortunately, when they get all stubborn like that. The dog, he'll eat anything. So I think the dog, even though everybody says cats are smarter than dogs, I think my dog is smarter than my cats, and that the dog will eat at least to live, not the cats. They will go down being stubborn while they're peeing all over my bed. All right, Pihua Jiang, a molecular biologist at Monell inserted the taste receptor gene from a cat's taste bud into human tissue cells to find out why they have this taste sensor. And the cat's receptor was called TAS2R2. And it responded to compounds that trigger human bitter receptors like the denatonium benzonate, which I guess is something we use to deter kids from biting their nails. I wonder if it made the human want to eat rat or mouse. They said results of the study support the suggestion that bitter taste receptors help cats avoid potentially poisonous foods. The findings aren't enough to explain why cats have held onto these genes. And it also doesn't explain why they go pee-pee house all the time, okay? I would like a little explanation of that. The other thing that I also don't understand. Okay, wait a second here. Okay, wait, hold the phone. So these cats, kitty cats, are so discriminatory with their taste. They won't put carbohydrates in their mouth. They won't eat plants. They're so discriminatory, yet they turn around and they lick their butt or they lick each other's butt. I don't get that. Where's the discrimination? That doesn't make any sense. So, anyway, yeah, the cats are still on my poop list. I am just so frustrated. Consumer prices in the U.S. are increasing. They say the cost of living, excluding food and fuel, rose again in October, showing inflation is edging closer toward the Federal Reserve's goal. They say the core consumer price index increased 0.2% for a second month as rents continued to climb and healthcare costs rebounded. Rebounded? Healthcare costs have been high the whole time. A Labor Department report. There was a time when they say healthcare costs were down. Well, that's because nobody could afford to go to their doctor because their deductible was so high. By the way, I went on the website, the exchange website for me, to find insurance. $1,000 a month for a $13,000 deductible insurance plan. That really blows. I'm going to be complaining about that later. They say the weak global growth and a strong dollar have held down the cost of commodities like fuel. Americans are paying more for services like rent and medical care. Gee, I wonder why. Fed officials considering, I guess, interest rates are looking for signs that labor market progress will boost inflation to around 2%. I guess you need a little inflation. I don't really want any at this point. We do have seasonal hiring coming up, so we may be seeing employment come up. We always do this time of year because this is when people shop more. I mean, thank God for Christmas shopping days. We're going to be talking about some of the Black Friday changes. Some stores are open, you know, Thanksgiving, which has been a trend that we've seen since the recession. They're like, why be closed on Thanksgiving? Okay, we need to beat out the other stores. We need to make money. We need to keep our doors open and our employees employed. We're going to open up. So you have some places opening up on Thanksgiving Day, some opening up at about 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. We always work Thanksgiving weekend, not Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day we're all off, so the families, so everybody could enjoy with their families. But being in the medical field, Thanksgiving weekend is usually a very, very busy flu season weekend. People are sick. And usually Thanksgiving, doctors are on the phone all weekend long dealing with people who are sick that a lot of us are like, you know what, we're just open. So Friday and Saturday, you know, usually we're open on Thanksgiving weekend. So I understand why businesses have also stayed open because that's obviously Black Friday and it's a busy weekend. But, you know, for Thursday, I got to tell you, man, Thursday you should see how busy. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, let me just take one day off. But, you know. Yeah, people are sick. That's what happens. Okay, so while we're looking at spending and food prices luckily haven't gone up. I've noticed food prices go up. I go to buy groceries. I spend $200, and it only lasts a couple days in my house. My kids really like to eat. Why can't my kids have the selective cat receptors? I mean, the whole refrigerator is, like, cleaned out every day. I'm like, where did this food go? And they don't seem to poop as often as I would think they would. So I'm really kind of confused by that one. I never go through toilet paper that much. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
There are are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.